We now really need to know what this phonological deficit is, how it can be broken up into different components, and we need to know how often this actually occurs in a very pure form in individuals. What is much more likely, what is actually seen in the clinic, is that you have superimpositions of all sorts of problems together. And they are the typical picture that you find, for example, attention deficit together with dyslexia. And we need to know why they occur together. So the progress that has become possible only in the last 10 years or so is to look at the living brain using neuroimaging methods. So this was a wonderful challenge to say, can you test your hypothesis, for example, hypothesis about a phonological deficit, by looking at the brains of dyslexics and non-dyslexics while they look at print, for example, or while they do other things that we call phonological tasks, while they name, for example, pictures. Now, the outcome of this work, and this is still work very much at the beginning because we need much more than 10 years of work to know what's actually going on, is that indeed it is the left hemisphere of the brain, where all the language speech processing is happening, where we find the biggest differences between the dyslexic brains and the normal reading brains. And we can actually demonstrate in a very nice visual form, which is what the neuroimaging techniques allow us to do, that there is a disconnection between certain components of this speech processing system in dyslexia that we do not find in the normal reading brain. And it seems to be the case that there is one region which is very much at the back of the brain and underneath the temporal lobe, a particular area which has been called the word form area, or it has been known as Brodmann area 37. And this area seems to be the one that gives a very different signal when you compare the dyslexic brain and the normal brain. And it is reduced in the dyslexic brain, as if there is just not as much information being collected there in the end to recognize words and to access names of words, to be able to very quickly say what how a word is sounded, or even what the name of a picture is. Now, clearly, this is still very much in need of exploration. And one of the particularly exciting things that we can do with these techniques is to find out how compensation and special tuition, remedial education, helps the dyslexics to overcome their difficulties.